This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and shout out to all the male comedians who say they're afraid of commitment while wearing pants they've had since ninth grade.
I'm Brandi Posey, and my pussy is so tight it gets visited by three ghosts on Christmas Eve.
I'm Tess Barker, and sucks when it's one of those rare moments of the day when I'm not snacking.
Ugh. And this isn't one of them.
No. Yum, 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 yum. Put it on a tad melon to my mouth.
This is lady to lady.
Can you keep a secret? Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. It's lady to lady,
the best time of the day.
Oh, I like
those.
Thanks.
Theme songs on theme songs.
I know. We need to write some. It's been a while, guys.
It has been.
We gotta.
It's been a while.
Oh, God.
Sorry. I'm sorry. It just came out.
Don't stained this podcast recording.
We're a minute in and I've already stained it.
I used to have a guy friend in high school be like, it's stained-y.
Like, oh my God.
He corrected people all the time. He'd be like, oh, it's not stained, it's
maybe
stained-y.
Maybe that's what we need to do. We need to do L apostrophe D-Y.
Lady.
To Ladai. Ladai.
Ladai. Yeah. Ladai, Ladai.
Ladai,
Ladai,
Ladai. Ladai is a good name for like a feminine bidet. I have a Lede.
Should there be a different one between?
I'm sure. I mean, they can market anything to us. They can
That's
make
true.
It
make it pink. I'll totally buy it.
Pink.
Let's bring on our guest. We don't have a ton of repeat guests on the show, but we wanted to get her back on because she's moving out of the fucking country.
Jesus Christ.
And she's so funny and amazing. April Richardson.
Hi, there you go. When you did the same thing, I wanted to go, yes, man.
Constantly.
The voice really goes together.
Yes, man.
Mm-hmm. Except for I feel like it's been is like the happy version of stained.
Oh, right. From now you go,
it's been a while.
It's been. Yeah. 7 hours and 6
What if you mix them both and you're like, yeah, it's been a while. Mix those bare naked
yes,
ladies.
Ben. We wrote a script where it's been featured heavily.
Yeah.
It was like a running
It was
gag
like, wow, if you don't know this song by heart, you will not know what the fuck is
Shockingly,
happening.
Shockingly, it hasn't gone anywhere yet.
It's very funny.
The other day, like 2 days ago, this came up. And me and Millie did try to recite. Because you know when that song came out and it was like played every 5 seconds?
Yeah.
And we did, we were like sitting in the car trying to a cappella, like remember all the lyrics.
Because
all
China, I could remember,
yes,
Chinese chicken.
That was like, yeah, and then
yeah.
It's like,
I like some of it. I don't make films, but
I don't have a samurai.
Yeah.
Can I get a set of better clubs in the kind of tiny nubs? I'm like kind of having
wow.
I only know bits and pieces. Not impressive, please, yeah. God.
I mean,
that's in there. So much good information is not in my head for that.
Oh,
to
exactly.
Be
like only dumb shit like that takes up space in my brain.
You know what I would love is for if any neurologists are listening, if someone could make us like a brain real estate map so you know, like, do I want to spend that much real estate on the Fresh Prince?
And it's a pie chart in like 80%. 80% is bare naked ladies.
Yes,
lyrics.
Man. Yeah. Is 90%
and
of
then
my brain.
It's like one shred of it is like calculus. Or whatever.
I will exactly. say that on the bus back from Tess's wedding, mm-hmm. when we were all very drunk and trying to think of songs that everyone knew, Fresh Prince was one of the only ones everyone knew the whole thing through.
Yeah. Doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. But it was hard. It was like surprisingly hard to think of something
everyone
knew.
Know.
Yeah. Of course,
you know
everyone
the
was
chorus,
very too.
But you don't know like the
How come
phrase?
We all know the Fresh Prince song? Like, what is it about
it's
that
iconic.
Song that we just...
It tells
I think
a story.
It's an iconic beginning of a song where usually like you know the chorus, but yeah, since the beginning so iconic, maybe that's why.
And also it's a thing that's like... you know, it's like Saved by the Bell. It's like in syndication. It's on 900 times. Yeah. You can turn on any channel on any continent and it's going to be on.
That's
like
true.
It's just on all the time. So
and,
I think.
Yeah. And it tells a story. So you're logically like the lyrics go as you would. It's not like,
that's
you know.
That's true.
Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah. And then of course he goes there. So yeah. It's logical.
It's
that's
relatable.
Why.
It's Homer's Odyssey, really.
April brought us a bunch of her stuff she's getting rid of and we went ham on her makeup.
Dude, I love it. You're only doing me a favor by doing that.
Yeah,
I have a shocking amount of things.
Yeah.
I've never lived in a place. Have you? I've never lived in an apartment this long. 9 years I've lived in my apartment.
That's huge.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
besides like living at home.
Yes, this is the longest I've lived anywhere except my parents' house.
Yeah.
So I have a shocking amount of stuff.
Has
You're
it been
like this is you leaving, you've been living alone for 9 years.
Yes.
Is that like hard?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I resisted moving in with Sean for 2 years because I loved living alone.
I love it too. I love it. But I mean, Martin's super nice.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fine with it. But yeah, it's but that's also the how I know I really love him and want to marry him because I've had a boyfriend here and there and it's never I've never wanted to move in with him.
Yeah.
That's
to where I dreaded like, oh no, are we going to have like a moving in conversation because I don't want to do it. And now I'm like, yeah, I'll move to another country for you.
That's
it's like, not
that's
even like the ultimate to think about. Yeah.
Like 0%.
That rules.
Even he was even trying to be like, you know, when I left after we started dating, I've been back and forth a few times. And
so did you meet him over there?
Yeah, I met him there. I mean, we knew each other like internet style, but even when he was trying to, he was like, I don't want to be too, like, is it weird this soon to be like, do you want to move? And I'm like, I'll move there tomorrow. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, no way am I weirded out by this.
Well, but I also, like, I imagine in an international situation, you kind of have to know early on, like, is that even on the table?
Yeah.
Otherwise, what are we doing?
No, I was instantly like, yeah, dude, I'll move here. Well, and also, I had already, he came at this perfect time of like, I was already going to move away. I was going to move to Athens, Georgia.
Really?
Like, I already was planning on moving away. And then now I'm like, oh, I'll move to England instead.
Did you ever see yourself, like, spending your life in Europe?
I mean, not realistically. Like, in that very one day, like, whatever misty fucking romance novel shit. But, like, I didn't think practically I'd be able to. I mean, I've spent months at a time in England just because I have a bunch of friends that live there. But I didn't really think that I'd marry a British dude and go move there. Like, you know what
I mean?
Like,
I mean, awesome. I'm going to follow in your footsteps. Honestly, I just got back from visiting there and I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm over it. I'm moving.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Well, and I feel like England is the perfect one because you don't have to go through that David Sedaris, Me Talk Pretty One Day. You know, there's no language to learn.
Yes.
Yeah. You're good. Well,
although, they're kind of it.
Right.
I will say, even being a lifelong Anglophile, there's definitely been times that Martin said something and vice versa that I was like, I don't know what that is.
Right.
Truly.
Oh,
like,
interesting.
It is. Like, the deeper you get into it, like, yeah, there are definitely things I've had to have him explain to me. And and also, well, because he uses, like, rhyming slang and stuff, too, where I'm like, I'm not Cockney, dude. Like, let's get serious here. I don't know what that is.
No, I mean, I watch a lot of British comedy, and there's for sure jokes that have gone completely wrong.
Yeah.
And I will never understand.
There are. I mean, of course, now I can't think of examples now that I'm, like, on a microphone. But, like, there's, there's definitely words for other things where I'm like, I've never heard that in my entire life. And vice versa. God, I just said something the other day where he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And there's also just dumb stuff like, I don't know how much a stone is.
Yeah,
how much
is
a stone?
Like,
I don't know how much a stone
is. That's like
is
how you
either.
Weigh a
I think
horse,
it's like
right?
12 pounds.
No,
people say that that's how, people will say over there like, oh, I'm 8 stone.
Yeah.
But that sounds so much nicer than like whatever we are in pounds.
Yeah.
I want to be 8
stone.
Well,
because he
how
lost a bunch of weight.
I
want to
be 8 fucking stone.
Yeah. He was like, I lost like 2 stone. Now I weigh whatever stone. And I'm like, I don't know how much any of that is.
Wait, how much is it?
1 stone?
25
pounds?
I'm guessing
14 pounds.
14
oh,
okay. pounds.
Oh. 1 stone is 14 pounds.
So if you lost 2 stones, you lost 28 pounds.
That's a,
yeah, something like that.
But see, going negative, you want the pounds.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I don't want to say 2 stone.
Exactly. So yeah, there's just like weird stuff like that.
Interesting.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember cool. I used to work at the Cat and Fiddle, which was a British pub.
Oh yeah, totally.
And we had all of like during the day it was like a proper British pub. Like at night it was like all the fuckboys had their birthdays and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like during the day
I think that's pretty close also to there, but
yeah. We had like this regular group of guys called the lads that were like these old British guys that would drink there like every day. And I remember this one guy, Michael, who ended up being my neighbor at the commune, he used to call cab money cabbage. Is that a British thing or did Michael make that up? I thought that was so clever.
It might be. It might be. It might be like some kind of Cockney thing.
Yeah.
I like that idea. I like that.
Well, yeah, okay.
That's
he did.
Money for a cab.
Yeah. There was something he said the other day. He said Scooby in place of, it was Scooby-Doo because it rhymes with clue. He said, he was saying, I don't have a clue.
Oh.
But he said something like, I haven't a Scooby or something. I was like, I don't know what he's saying.
I can see how that is.
And it's like Scooby-Doo clue. No, and I heard somebody else say it later, and I was like, oh, this is rhyming slang. But I'm like, I'm not in a fucking Guy Ritchie movie. Like, why would I know what that is?
You got to brush up on your on your Jason Statham.
Yeah, so there are certain things like that that I don't get. But
yeah, that's cool.
Technically,
though,
we do speak the same language.
Yeah.
The language of love.
That's really funny. At least he's not Scottish. Like, I remember listening to, like, videos of Scottish people talking. I'm like, you're speaking English, technically. Even, I don't know what these words are.
To be honest, Guy Ritchie movies, I need subtitles.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly,
some
I can't help.
Yeah.
Some of them I do, too, like, depending on where the character's from, Or I just have to be like, hey, can you slow down? Like, say that again, but slower.
Yeah. His name is on your shirt right now.
His name's on my shirt.
I just realized that.
He
That's
found
awesome.
A box of old merch. Well, I mean, the like grossest part of this is he was the lead singer of a band that I liked in high school. Like,
that's
I had
amazing.
Pictures of
all
him
of these dreams are
like,
wow.
That's awesome.
Holy shit! I didn't realize that.
That's
yeah, he
awesome.
Was the lead singer of this band called Gene in the '90s that I was like super into. So I had to tell him that too. When I was like, "Don't be weird," because when you come to my apartment, I have all of your CDs on my shelf. And he's like, "I figured." He's like, "Context clues told me, given your taste and everything else." So yeah, that's like an extra weird.
That's
I mean,
did you
go awesome.
This is everything is falling in line.
I never did see them live, only because the time that they played in Atlanta was the night of the Braves were in the World Series.
Okay.
Oh.
And it was like the last game of the World Series. I remember it so vividly. And like, that was the one time that they played Atlanta.
Oh,
and I was like, yeah, dude. And he was like, thanks a lot for coming. I was like, dude, I was like 15. We were in the World Series. Yeah. But
I love that you chose a baseball game over him. That's like the opposite of the Good Will Hunting story.
Because it was
like,
also,
I had to see about a game.
Yeah. Well, it was the time. It was like the first time. It was like totally the worst to first thing where it's like the Braves had just started winning after being in last place for like my entire life.
Right.
Yeah.
And the whole city was like losing their minds. Mm-hmm. And Martin even remembered that they made them start the show at like midnight. Like the promoter came and was like, no one's going to come to your show because everyone's watching the Braves game.
Yeah.
Well, you started at midnight and they were like, yeah, okay. And so they had to do that. So yeah, that's like an extra weird layer of this.
That's crazy. So
that's cool though.
You were a fan
that.
In high school, and then did you follow him up until
not like obsessively or anything. Like I wasn't like a creep about it.
Right.
But I mean, I followed him on Twitter or whatever and like that kind of stuff and like bought his records. Like, but I totally thought he was gay. Like, as funny as, which he, like, what? I mean, like, he used to be. He's bi.
Yeah,
but, like, I just thought when we started talking, like, actually talking, I think he was hitting on me or anything. Like,
oh.
I was like, oh, yeah, whatever, dude. And then, but then our first date, he asked me to, like, he was very much like, would you like to have dinner with me? And then that's when I was like, oh, okay, yeah, like,
yeah.
I didn't know until that minute that it was ever going to be anything romantic.
Wow.
Yeah. But he like full on asked me to dinner. And when I was in London, I was staying with my friend Grant and because I showed him the text and I was like, this guy's asked me on a date, right? And he's like, yeah, definitely. And so I was like, all right then. And then, I met him and was like, hi, you're very hot. And then it was just funny because we sat down and even kind of in my head, I was still a little bit like, is this really a date? And then 2 minutes into, like, I don't know, I was like, hey, so what's going on with you? And he's like, well, I'm single. It was like the first thing he said. So I'm like, oh, this is definitely a date.
Yes.
Because that's pretty, you're pretty upfront. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. He made it pretty clear, which was nice.
Is he still playing music or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He put out a solo record. That's what this is from, like 5 years ago.
Cool.
He's a teacher, though. He teaches songwriting at a college.
Nice.
So
that's awesome.
But he's still, like, I don't know if he's going to do anything. He's pretty much like, I'm a teacher now. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I don't really care about performing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But he might do more solo shows, maybe. But it's not really, he isn't really.
Yeah.
But that's great.
He's done
it
already.
Yeah. As like a creative person, it's nice that I'm sure have someone, be in a relationship with someone who's like, gets what you're doing.
Yes.
But like, isn't up in your shit.
Yes.
That's huge.
And who has the perspective of, like, Gene sold, like, a million records in England. Like, they were huge in England. So, and now he's like, no, I'm a teacher. I'm good. Like, there's no sort of, it's, like, the perfect trajectory that's not, like, I'm old and bitter and think I should be famous. Like, he's like, no, I'm good. I had a lot of fun. That was cool. Now I'm a teacher.
That's awesome.
And that is awesome. And I totally appreciate that. And like, because my worst nightmare is being somebody who's, you know, years down the road, like, I should have been fit. Like, that bitter, I should have been famous person is like my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
And so he's leading by example.
He's not going to secretly pull some like Ricky Gervais, I'm a comedian now. Shit.
No. Line, right? Oh, no. Hell no. Hell no. No.
He's going to start wearing, he starts wearing black V's.
No.
Actually, speaking of the Cat and Fiddle, another regular we had is this woman who is like, talk about worst nightmare. Like, I think of her whenever people are like, what's your worst? And like, I hate to say that because she was also very, very, very sweet. Very sweet woman. But she was this older woman who was Liz Taylor's stand-in when she was young.
Oh my God. And like still talks about
this. Yes. And was gorgeous as a young woman, I think, must have been, was still a very pretty old lady, but would dress like in gloves, would dress up,
like,
and would come
Hollywood
in, and she would pay for her well martini with nickels.
No!
And she would, every day, she would sit in my station and pay for her well martini with nickels and tell me about how she should have been famous instead of Elizabeth Taylor.
No!
And she had like a heart of gold, but I truly see her like so viscerally whenever I think
such a cautionary tale.
Right? Yeah.
All nickels!
Like, why did you not even go quarter? Yeah, exactly!
That's literally Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, yes. Yes. Like, she must have had a suitcase full of nickel rolls that she was just digging into.
Oh my God.
This is how I was paid for my work.
Like,
back
you got to go to the bank and be like, give me rolls of nickels.
But, like, I'm talking like, I don't know if she would even think to go to the bank. She didn't, like, she was, like, lucid, but I don't know how high functioning she was.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, she was wearing, like, gloves in the middle of the day in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Boy.
Oh.
Yeah. Dolores. Yeah. Oh, God bless Dolores.
Oh, Dolores. What a perfect
Her name was Dolores.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't want to be that. No. Like, I just don't. The idea of 20 years from now being like, I was on Comedy Central once. Like, who fucking cares? Like, I don't want to be that. I just want to move forward.
I don't want to be that, and yet I completely will be that.
I don't know, though.
I'm not saying it won't happen. I could see it happening.
I don't think you will.
Who knows?
I mean, my ideal, I would, if I could choose my old, I mean, there's so many old people. I love old people, obviously, so how do I choose? I mean, like, so Charo was up there. I'd love to be Charo. Jane Fonda, I think, is a great.
Oh, my God. Totally.
We all want to be that.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the kind of old person I want to be, like, socially active, physically active.
Yes.
Just lot of Santa Barbara trips.
Yeah.
But also, like, was a total legend and is still on TV.
Working. So I guess I'm going to be a working old person.
Yeah.
But I could also think it could be really fun to like buy a place in Big Sur and just read a lot of books.
Oh my, that is the dream
right?
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I want a house somewhere else that I can like spend a little bit of time here and then like be somewhere else most of the year.
Yeah.
It's like an ideal situation.
I think I'm just following in April's footsteps. I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm
here.
I'm going to find a Brit. So much easier to meet guys when I was over there. Oh, my
and
God.
And they are so... I don't want to turn this into a bitching
Please,
about
I'm
LA
here
dating.
For it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't... when I was telling... I mean, and this is... Look, I don't... I also... 6 months ago, I was lonely and bitter as fuck. I'm not trying to act like that wasn't my life. But when I met Martin and I was like, he's a lovely person. So he's like, I don't understand how you're single. And I'm like, let me tell you how. I live in Los Angeles. And I would tell him stories and he was like, that's the wildest shit I've ever heard in my life. Like telling him things that like dudes would do here on dates and like literally be on Tinder dates where you see a guy looking over your shoulder at another woman.
Right.
And he just was like, that sounds like another planet. What are you talking about? And I'm like, see, that's because you're a normal person. Like, he didn't under... I was like, you don't understand how difficult... Like, LA is its own thing.
Yeah.
And especially when it comes to dating. And especially when it's like, you know, you can sit down on a first date with a guy who will, like, immediately be like, just so you know, like, I don't want to commit or what. And when I'm like, oh, we met 5 minutes ago.
Yeah,
why are you telling me this?
I want to?
Yeah.
Let's just have a conversation and see if this is anything before we...
Yes.
Jump ahead.
And it's this constant, like, don't get the rug. Don't try to tie me down. And I'm like, God. I wasn't. Calm down.
You don't just...
Well,
you're not worth the rope, motherfucker.
Yeah, the joke I opened with or whatever was like, I wasn't even making fun of how those guys dress. It was more that these, like, fucking slogs were like, I don't like commitment. And I was like, who are you
trying to commit you?
Seriously. Yes.
No.
I'm like, what? It's just insane.
You'd be lucky to have a girl want to sit in that nastiest apartment for more than 48 hours. Yes. You should be so fucking lucky. Yeah. You would get nice curtains and candles, et cetera.
Yes.
You need them.
Listen up, Irish Spring.
I did. Yes. Last night, I did, I found, like, at Sauce, I found this, like, box of, like, flameless candles that I had bought for my ex-boyfriend or something when we, like, went camping and I tried to decorate the tent or whatever.
Cute.
Yes, I know. And then, you know, and so then I, like, got up and I you know, last year when we had when we went to the psychic who told me I was going to have that meh year of dating, I was like, well, it was
true.
Wait a minute.
A psychic was like,
yeah.
I see in your and future it's going to suck.
She was completely right.
So for 28, she was like, you're 2018.
She was like, and I said, how's my romantic life going to be this year? And she goes, meh.
She could
not be more correct. And so I lit each candle and I talked about a guy. I lit a candle for each of the men that wronged me in 2018.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
I was like, this man ripped my pussy and then ghosted me and then handed them to each of them.
I need you to clarify ripped.
That's what he fingered me and made me bleed.
No. Did he have long nails?
I don't know what happened. It was like an accident. It wasn't like, I didn't realize it. It didn't.
Oh,
it didn't
hurt
anything
at the time. Oh.
Yeah, I just noticed it was bleeding. Yeah. And then he just didn't care to check up or see how I was.
No.
And then I recently was like, hey, dude, you fucking suck.
Yeah.
And he was like, why? And I was like, because you ripped my pussy and then ghosted me. And he sent me this whole long thing.
What did it start with? Wasn't it like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, it was like, you're overreacting. He, like,
yeah,
accused it
was
you
like, it was like, first of all, I was going through a lot right then. And
oh, my God.
At that moment.
At that
and
moment.
And he was like, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, I could have been going through anything. I would have checked if I fucking ripped a guy's dick and made him start bleeding.
Yeah.
See if he was all right, even if I didn't want to date him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who is this? Is this like a Tinder guy or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just, so anyway, that was the number one on the list. And so I just like, lit a candle for each one of them.
It's amazing.
Pass them out.
It's
bad. It's very bad.
Yeah. No, it's awful. I mean,
and I was comparing notes with another girl who, like, we look very similar, and I'm sure we, like, probably have kind of the same, same type or something. And, like, we had the exact same shit. And I was like, okay, this makes me feel better because, like, I know I'm the common thing here, but also, like,
it's awful.
I'm not crazy. Like,
it's awful.
I'm not insane.
Yeah.
Even if you're not directly in the entertainment industry, I feel like that's the culture here. Like,
everyone
is showboating. Everyone's looking over everyone else's shoulder. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone's like, what's the best thing I can get? And, you know, what's better than this? And, no one wants to settle for anything.
At all.
And, like, I have a little bit of that issue, too. But I don't think it's as bad as guys.
But it's not. It's not, because it's like going to them, going on like a second date is like, whoa. And I'm like, again, I'm not trying to marry you. Like, calm the fuck down.
Just see if we like each other.
Yeah, but it's also like you think way too highly of yourself.
Yes.
That you think every woman's out to like lock you down somehow.
No. Seriously.
It's such an infuriating attitude. And it's also because for 40-year-old dudes to have it where I'm like, you're 40. Yeah. Like,
where do you think you're going from here?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It was a huge, like, it had been 4 years since my last relationship ended. And in those 4 years, I went on like 3 dates, like no joke, literally like 3 dates. Yeah. And so, when I was telling him that, like, he just was like, I don't understand what you're saying. Like, what is this place?
That's what happened. The guy I hooked up with in Paris was saying, he was like, I don't understand. He was like, you're amazing. I just like, he's like, I don't comprehend what you're telling me. And I was like, I don't know, man.
We live in a city full of spoiled, weak men.
Yes. But it's not even your, like, even when I was on tour in other cities, like, dudes would holler and I would be like, what? Because, I mean, here, I'm an ogre. It's also with an age thing, because, like, every guy that I knew my age and up was dating, like, 25-year-olds. And so I'm like, so I felt like this old ogre. So it's like, even in the States and other cities, like, guys are like, what's up? And I'd be like, wait, you're talking to me? Like,
do you,
you
see
don't
me?
Think I'm gross?
Wait, am I here?
Truly.
Yeah.
Yes, like, guys your age date younger, and then if you're tall, guys that are as tall as you date, like, super short girls.
Yes. Like can you five deuce, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Please.
That is not fair.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need this like I need
this. Exactly.
Yeah. This is my 6'4" dudes are like my precious resource.
And they love an Ariana Grande.
Yes. Shit. Those girls are
that
selfish.
That high ponytail's gonna be that much more height.
That's fucked up.
If you are under 5'5", please save the talls for us.
Thank you.
Jesus.
That's really fucked up.
I'm under 5'5".
And selfish.
But, well, then stay off the talls.
Okay. Stay out of our lane.
Fine. I'll take.
There's plenty of 5'9" dudes out there.
That's fine. That is true. I don't really care.
We just want to be able to wear heels sometimes.
Yes. Yes.
I understand. We have to take a break. BRB.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're with April.
Hey.
Yeah. We just want to shout out to Erica, who sent us some tasty treats from Bakersfield.
Yeah, dude, thanks a lot, Erica.
You're getting us through podcasting today. I'm really loving these.
Yeah. Vegan Rice Krispie treat. It's really yummy.
It's from the Hen's Roost in Bakersfield. Some trail mix and a vegan Rice Krispie treat. Very tasty.
If you want to send us anything, we have a P.O. box at the end of the episode. So,
oh, shout out to the girl. Also, one of our listeners is sending me a squatty potty because I like jokingly yelled at Tess for getting rid of one because I have two bathrooms in my house and she bought one for her mom and her mom refuses to use it.
I heard it's rad.
Yeah,
my friends that have it are like, this shit works.
I'm pretty into
it. I love that her mom's like, no.
I wouldn't even unwrap it.
Yeah, Sean, I thought it was fine. Like, I liked it pretty good. And then Sean was like, get it out of here.
Really?
I know. I thought he would be stoked because he loves pooping.
Yeah. Like, what dude does it, right?
Yeah,
but it's also a very dude thing to be like, no, I got this.
Yeah. Oh,
I could poop on my own.
And I hate to say it, but if it was like camo print, he might have been more.
Yeah. I can see that.
You should have put an eagle sticker on it.
Oh my gosh.
To be frank.
Then you can't get rid of it. Anyway, shout out. I forget your name, but thank you so much for sending me one. Because her mom didn't even take it out of the box. She just was like, nope. She's just resending
That's
the box
so funny.
To me.
Wow. Yeah, if any of your moms don't want stuff, you know.
Yeah. Well, just send
forward them to Lady to Lady.
Yeah.
P.O. Box. My mom didn't want.
Yeah, exactly. P.O. Box 712. It's at the end of the episode. You know it.
Yeah, listen to it. It's on there. Okay, we're going to play a little game called Who, What, When, Where, Why.
Yeah.
Who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when, why?
Some of this is related to your move and some isn't. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Who is your favorite British celebrity aside from the man you're going to marry?
Oh, dang.
I know that's hard.
My favorite British celebrity. I mean, I got to go Billy Bragg.
Yeah.
Wait, who's that?
He's pretty great.
He's a musician. He's like my second dad. He's the best.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, but he's, you know, he's like if The Clash and Bob Dylan were like one person.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, he's rad. And he's like super politically active and like maybe one of the nicest people I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah, I was going to say, you met him a couple of times,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's That's awesome. He's great.
Yeah, he seems really fucking cool. Does he live in like London or is he good?
No,
like...
he lives in Dorset. So he lives on the coast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that near? I don't know anything about the geography of the country.
No, it's on, it's like, it's not near Brighton.
Well, okay.
But having said, as an American, it's funny to say that because everywhere to me is near each other. Like to them, driving an hour is like, oh my God, why would you ever do that?
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, what's a big deal?
So I know when I was there and I would show people where I was staying, they're like, whoa, that's really far from London. I was like, it's like a 20-minute train.
Yeah, it's like nothing to us. Yeah. So it's not far to me, but to them it is.
Does he know that you were moving to his country?
Yeah, funnily enough, I was having coffee with him before I met Martin.
Oh, cool.
And I actually said to him, like, we're having coffee and I was like, I hate LA. I need to move. I'm miserable. I think I'm gonna move anyway.
Yeah.
And I go, I wish I could just find like a divorced 50-year-old dad who wanted to date me. And
oh,
he's like,
God.
Okay. And then I met Martin, no shit, like 15 minutes after that. Whoa. I was like, I gotta go and meet this dude. And then I go meet him. And then like during the date, there was one time Martin was in the bathroom and I texted Billy and was like, all caps, I was like, I willed a 50-year-old divorced dad into it. Well, Martin's 48, but I was like, yeah. I willed him into existence. I can't believe this happened.
Dude, so, you're a witch. Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
And then Billy rules. Texted back, so he's not gay then? He's not gay. This is, and I'm having the best time. Like, yeah.
That's so funny. Do they know each other at all? Have they crossed paths?
They had, like, worked. They, like, sang on some song in, like, the 90s or whatever. Gotcha. So, sort of. Like, he knew who he was, but they're not, like, pals or anything.
I love that. That's so awesome.
I literally said that out loud. And then I met him a few minutes later. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You've got to will it into existence.
Yes. Yeah. You've got to secret that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Turns out that works.
I know. It's so funny because I've been taught, like, my best friend Whitney will be like, well, what do you want? And I'm like, I mean, I don't know, someone who, like, I'm attracted to, who's really into me, who's a good person. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, not specific enough for her.
Needs to be specific.
Yeah. But it's, like, that's hard for me because I don't really have, like, I don't want to, I'm like, I don't know, there could be anybody.
Yeah,
could be,
you have, like, a
it
type.
Could be a man, it could be a woman, I don't fucking know.
Right. Well, but maybe you don't know, like, what, it's maybe it's not about, like, what they look like or what their profession is or anything like that, but it's, like, what do you want to be doing? Do you want to be, like, in England? Do you want to be, like maybe picture, like, the activities more than the person?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want your life to look like?
Or how do you want to be supported by this
person?
But, I mean,
but that, when I say that, that's what I want my life to look like, is someone who, like,
yeah, but
that's
are there
what I
specific,
think.
But maybe you could be more specific with that.
Are there specific quality? Like, I'm not even being fun. Like, I specifically wanted somebody who's divorced. I'm divorced. Right. Mm-hmm. I wanted somebody older who's divorced because it's, like, then you know what you really want. You've already kind of been through it. Like, you're not fucking around anymore. You know what I mean?
That,
like,
makes sense, yeah.
There's, there were certain qualities in my head that I was like, I want X, Y, and Z. But not in the way that, like, they got to have this color hair or whatever. Like, no. I didn't give a shit about that.
Yeah.
I think, but, like, I think, like, it's weird. Like, I think you can be so specific, kind of, like, what you want your life to look like if you really, like, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Like, I've dated so many, I mean, been attracted to so many different kinds of guys. Like, I think it's weird when people are like, I don't have a tight, skinny brunette. Yeah, I think that's sort of like a fool's errand. But, like, there are certain things that I've pictured about my life that I can, like, kind of look around and be like, whoa, I already sort of, like, saw
right.
Totally.
Well, I mean, I do think about that. I do have that. So I do think about it. So I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
So then
I don't
already
think it's still not working.
Maybe, but maybe
you got light more than candles.
I'm just, like, saying the people who keep saying, like, you know, it's gonna happen when we least expect it. It's like, well, it's been a fucking long time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But shut the fuck up already.
Please, I'm touching you to show this because I 6 months ago I'm like, fuck all of you who say that.
Yeah.
And then when it happens to you, you're like, oh, that's kind of true. But I don't ever want to be one of those condescending people because I get it for 4 entire years. I'm like, fuck all of you, you liars.
Yeah.
But then.
Well, I know it doesn't happen until it happens. There's obviously, you know.
But I don't know how, I mean, I guess it's like, I used to be really, not choosy, but like, I would pre-tell myself, like, people would ask me out and I would say no, because in my head I was already like, I already know I'm not going to like you.
Yeah.
And I had to stop doing that. I had to be like, go out with that, say yes to everything until, you know what I mean? Like, not like I would have said no to Martin, but like, maybe a part of me would have been like, you live here and I don't live here. So, like, what's the point of even doing this? Like, I would kind of pre-do that.
Yeah.
And then, I just got, and I went on a lot of bad dates, but it's like, I was like, try it. You never know.
Yeah. Well, and then it also probably makes, like, you more thankful for him, too, because it's like,
you
have all the bullshit to kind of compare it to as well.
Yeah. I remember a friend said that to me, like, when I was really bummed out and single and I was like, oh, I'm not meeting anyone. And he was like, yeah, but, like, I think, like, the times that you're lonely, it sounds like it's so trite, but like the loneliness just makes you appreciate it more when you were not lonely.
Yeah.
Like the times in my life that I look back that I was just like so lonely, it's like I of course it's in hindsight, but like I am grateful that I was that lonely because it just makes me happier now. So like, I guess kind of look at it that way too.
Cool.
Sure.
No, I know. I mean, like,
I'm like, I know.
I mean, I know it's all like bullshit, but I mean, like,
That
sucks
when
you're in it.
But when you're in it, you're like,
totally
cool. Yeah. I'll be happy for my future self that doesn't exist yet. It's hard.
Yeah,
to do.
For sure. Yeah.
Also, I would say date an older dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
definitely try to date an older dude.
Sure.
Why do you think date older dudes?
Because they're just like nice. Like, I don't know. I want to say they're more appreciative, but that sounds weird. Like, I'm not saying that. That sounds like I'm kind of shitting on Martin that it's like, he's lucky to have me, which I really think it's the opposite. But it's like they're like more appreciative. They do. They've like been through some shit and they also don't. I dated 2 older guys in a row who were like 9 or 10 years older than me. And they were they are more like, I like that you're smart. I like that you're independent. Mm-hmm. I like that you're these things that I think younger dudes are like super intimidated by.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they're super, like, I like that you have your own life. I like that you can do your own shit, but you want to hang out with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and it's way less, like, and especially in LA where it's, like, everybody has that career anxiety of, like, if you're dating a younger dude and you're, like, further along than he is, then that's all he cares. He's like, yeah. Oh, my God, she's got more than me and I can't handle it. Mm-hmm. Whereas an older dude's like, if you have more than me, that's fucking cool. Because you figured it out on your own, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, does that make sense?
It kind of makes sense, but I have to say, at least, like, professionally, I've noticed, like, I do have a hard time sometimes with older guys, because I think that a lot of times, and in dating, I've had this issue too as well, actually, where, like, I feel like they see this power dynamic that I don't see. Because if I'm working with you or dating you, I see you as an equal.
Right.
But they can't stop talking down to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've definitely had that with, like, definitely professional situations, but also with, like, guys that I've dated. It's like they and it's that thing of, like, trust me, you're going to get attached. Trust me.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Oh, no. I've never had to deal with that. Yeah. I would freak out about that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it just depends. I mean, I've had it both ways where the, like, younger guy was totally cool with that. And, yeah, just depends on the guy.
I will say, I was just in San Francisco, and a couple of our fans came out, and they were like, tell Barbara to keep date more women. We like hearing about it. We have a queer contingent that's just like, we want to hear Barbara
like,
date more women.
They're like, thank God. Did I talk about, I don't know if I talked about it on here, because I was like, I wrote a joke. I was like, oh, I leveled up in bisexuality because I made out with a woman and then I held her hair back while she threw up. I think, I can't remember if I talked about it, but
no.
Yeah, I just met her after like one of the Comedian Cinema Club shows.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, and we just were like flirting and we made out. And then, like, I didn't feel bad because I didn't realize like how drunk she was, you know?
Geez,
and I just like, I felt so bad for her. And then she was like embarrassed texting me and like the next day. But it was one of the, I still don't know how to operate with like women. I'm still like figuring it out. So I didn't like ask her out because I just was like, I don't know if this was too weird to like hang out with you again or, you know? So I didn't do anything. I don't know.
Do you want to see her again?
I barely met. It's like, I don't know, because I don't really remember. It's like, we were very drunk, you know.
Okay. Has she texted you since that night?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just call it a wash.
Yeah.
I feel like if you go on the first date.
Yeah, exactly. I figure also I might see her again after one of those shows, because I think they come to them a lot. So I was like, hey, if I see her again, cool.
Just start over.
I just let it be organic.
Time.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was like, if that happened, with a guy, I probably would have been like, yeah, it's fine. We'll just leave it there.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, Oakland should be happy. They just heard that.
There you go, y'all. I made out with a girl the other night on the dance floor, so there you go.
Work.
Yeah.
It was really funny. There were a bunch of women who got up on stage. I just went to some random, like, dance party after. We went and saw Jake Shears, who's one of the singers of Scissor Sisters. It was fucking awesome.
Cool.
And then we went to Gold Diggers to dance, and there were like five women in latex on stage dancing, and we were like, what's going on here?
Was it like latex night? It was like
like, I guess they were porn stars who were just like out dancing.
Oh, right.
But like, because literally one of them like pulled, their ass came out, and I was like, whoa. I was like, there's ass. And like, and just watching like the men were zombies. They were staring like with their mouths agape. Like, I could not. I was laughing at them so hard because I was like, you guys are the most obvious motherfuckers I've ever seen in my life.
You guys have zero poker face when it comes to hot
no kidding.
Like,
it was so funny.
I don't even think I like look good when I go to yoga at all, but like the place where I park on my way to get to yoga is always by a construction site. And like at this point, like I'm just friendly with them because I'm like, whatever, you're going to be like, but like, so they don't even like, it's not that they like holler at me, but like they'll be eating
the
their
stairs.
Lunch, and as I walk by, they all just stop talking, stare at me, and then keep
that
talking.
Is straight up cartoon.
Thanks, you guys, keeping it consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like was drunk, so I thought it'd be funny to get up and fake do a sexy dance, and then I was like, oh, this is a bad idea.
Oh,
and then I like was like, I gotta go.
You had a bunch of latex ladies.
They had left, and then I was like, "Oh, this will be funny." And, and it was one of those things where you're like, "No, okay."
They probably had to pee, and it took them an hour to figure it out.
Peel that shit off.
Yeah. Probably.
I just always, whenever I'm always just like, "More power to you." That's so much powder and like work
to get into that.
Yeah,
no, I mean they look great. It was just like a funny watching the guys was the best part.
Yeah,
it was like really entertaining. All right, next question.
Okay. What are you going to miss the most about California?
I mean, I guess obviously the weather.
Yeah.
Technically, but then I was thinking about it, and I'm actually kind of looking forward to living in a place that has seasons.
Yeah.
Because of the way that time... Do you guys... Like, time... passes differently here.
Yeah. It doesn't pass.
It doesn't at all.
Yeah.
My decade fucked me up out here because I was like, what? It's been 10 years?
Yes.
What?
So if you don't have seasons, then it's just there's no sort of mile markers. There's no... I can't remember when anything happened because, you know, it's like in another place you can go, oh, yeah, so when that happened, it was snowing. So I know it was the winter and whatever. It's like here you have no, everything looks the same in your memory.
Yeah.
And so I will miss the weather because who can hate on 75 and sunny every single day of your life? But then I was like, actually, I'll live in a place where it's like I'll feel time passing normally, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'll miss that.
I think like LA, not only do we have the weather thing, but like a lot of people go long stretches without having any kind of a consistent schedule.
Yes.
So it's just this weird like daydream where it's like, where are we? What's going on? Yes. How has it been 5 years?
Yes. Like days just blur together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean,
sure.
I don't know. But I will miss it. And I guess, I mean, I'll miss obviously my friend. Everyone I've met has been awesome. Like I'll miss all my friends and stuff, but there aren't very many. I was like, am I going to miss driving? And I'm like, hell no, I'm not going to miss driving. Like I won't miss that at all. But I'll miss kind of like the close proximity to so many different, like you drive this way, you're in the desert. You drive this way, you're in the mountains. You drive this way, you're in at the beach.
Yeah.
Like I'll miss having access to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like the quick road trips.
Mm-hmm.
Because England's pretty much just green.
Yeah.
And like, that's it.
Bummer.
Which is beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah. But there's no sort of like variety of, you know what I mean?
But that's then you also have like Europe now.
Yes.
So that'll be dope.
Although once Brexit happens, it is going to be harder to just like bop around Europe.
That's lame.
Is it like legit going to still happen?
I don't know.
Everybody is like really angry.
I don't know if they're going to have another vote. That's Martin's like obsessed with keeping up with this now because he's hoping obviously there's going to be another vote.
Yeah, definitely.
But I don't know if there is.
You're going to like have to learn a lot about English politics.
Yeah.
Or do you already know a lot about?
I know a bit, but I mean, it's, I don't know that much. I don't know enough to be able to, I mean, I'm learning obviously more from Martin and him especially yelling about how pissed he is about Brexit
because
obviously he voted to remain, but yeah, he is hoping there's going to be another vote. And I think that, I guess there could be because I think it is like people just voted on a whim. And then now that it's coming out, like, well, here's what's going to happen. This. And then people are like, oh, we didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
We just were racists. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's the problem all around the world. We didn't know that. We just were racists.
Literally all of it.
Yeah. So maybe there is going to be another vote. But I know that it's going to, like, right now, before this, you could just freely, like, travel through Europe if you're a UK citizen, and then now I think it's gonna be way harder to do that.
I will say it does seem like a terrible idea, and I hope they like figure it out and don't do it, but it did make me feel slightly better being like, all right, they're dumb too.
Yeah. Totally.
Like, we're real fucking stupid over here, but somehow they're also stupid.
I remember Brexit happened before Trump, and that I didn't realize honestly that Brexit was such a big deal until it happened. It was like a little bit too
late. It's like, you know, it's kind of confusing and far away.
Yeah.
So like, all right.
And I was really cocky. I remember a lot of people being like, this means Donald Trump is going to get elected. And I was like, oh, no, we would never.
Yeah.
We would never.
We're not that old.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening everywhere.
Yeah. That'll be cool. Their politics are fun, too, because like they just yell at each other in robes all the time.
Yes.
It's pretty great.
Yes,
I love those super cuts of them just screaming at
each other. The lawyers still have to wear wigs.
Yeah. And Hugh Grant's the PM, right?
Yeah. He's dancing in the.
He dances all the time.
Yeah. Exactly.
He likes curvy women.
Billy Bob Thornton is the president. Actually, it's not even Donald Trump. Yeah. It's Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh my God, he'd be so much better. Wonder if our president was wearing a vial of Angelina Jolie's blood around his.
That would be way more normal than what's happening now.
Dude, Billy Bob Thornton's like a Rhodes Scholar compared to Donald Trump.
I know. No,
seriously.
That'd be like such an
Even if he was doing the Sling Blade accent the whole time, he'd be like, it's fine. It's fine.
It would sound like Masterpiece Theater, honestly.
Yes.
Yeah, Sean and I are like in a deep, we're just watching a lot of West Wing and like we're like addicted to it because neither of us have ever seen it before.
I haven't seen it either.
Oh, man,
everybody tells
great.
Me. I just finished. Do you guys do House of Cards?
I like House of Cards.
The last.
I watched like, I the first three the and I was like, all right, I'm out.
It's listen, I know, but it's one of those things where I was like, I'm so deep into it because it is
so ridiculous.
It wasn't
so even ridiculous. Kevin Spacey. I just was like, duh. I was like, it got too.
How was
it is ridiculous. Yeah. The last season, I didn't like it. Did you guys
watch it?
I haven't watched
the one since Spacey got kicked off.
Yeah.
I watched it all the way up until then.
Well, the funny thing is in the last season, he's like so kicked off that they don't even play his voice. Because obviously he comes up. Like, obviously they're like, yeah, Frank Underwood did this, Frank Underwood did this. And there's even times where, so they don't even show, like, there's no flashbacks, no nothing. Like, if they show a flashback, it's like a hand.
Oh my God.
And then there's a time where they are like, he recorded, like, he recorded a diary, and they're like, I'm going to play it. And then they cut to something. Like, they don't even play his voice. Like, Whoa. That's how super cut out of it he is.
Holy shit. Yeah.
There's not a shred of him in it.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, well, but I guess I would have just ended the show, right?
I think, yeah.
Whatever.
I don't want to say anything to like spoil it, but it is.
It's a good. I mean, Robin Wright is like one of my
favorite
characters.
She's amazing, but it's so ridiculous that you're like, none of this could ever happen.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
Well, Trump getting elected kind of fucked that show
too.
Yeah, because it was like, okay, well.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is watching it now, like parts of it, I am like, this is super ridiculous, and then I'm like, wait, maybe this could happen, but it could. Yeah. I don't think. I mean, look, Trump. Yeah. Maybe couldn't literally murder like 10 people and still be cool. Yeah. Which is like what happens in House of Cards. Everyone is like murdering people openly and then getting reelected. And you're like, wait, what?
Someone
would find this out.
But I mean, do you guys think Donald Trump would murder someone? And do you think that he has?
I think he's too dumb.
I think it's,
I'm not being funny.
I think he would have someone murdered.
Yeah. And I think he would send a hitman.
But
yeah.
I think he's so dumb.
Yeah.
And I get so furious when people try to even insinuate that he's calculating for second. I'm like, he's dumb. He's dumb. He's dumb. He's dumb.
He's a raw nerve that moves in any direction.
And I think even if he did have somebody murdered, he's so dumb he would like brag about it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And would be like, I had that guy murdered. He would like be too mouthy about it.
I think his handlers probably are like, oh, this person needs to go away. Like more than him himself. It's like no one's telling him about aliens.
I think he probably was the one that straight up was like, shut up, Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
Like I think he is the like a caged animal who's really protective and defensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, even though I think he's a very evil person, I don't picture him murdering someone.
He's bad at everything. He wouldn't even do it well. He would do it badly.
He cut himself.
Yeah.
Like, he's an idiot. Like, you see him trying to close an umbrella.
This is going to be weird. I also don't get me wrong, like, I hate his guts. He's the worst person ever. I don't think he's evil, and I only say that in the way that I don't think he's smart enough to be evil.
Yeah.
I think whatever's in front of him for the 5 minutes it's in front of him is what he's worried about, and then he moves on. Like, I don't even think there's any sort of, like, I think he's racist for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think in that very, like, just immediate way of, like, if he sees, like, a brown person in front of him, he's like, ew, gross, and then turns and moves on. Like, I don't think it's this calculated, like, I have a plan to disenfranchise everyone, because he's not even, like, smart enough to do that.
It's confusing
because it's not.
Yeah,
I agree, but it also feels like that because it is smart in the way that it's fucked everything up.
Yeah.
Are doing it.
Yes.
Yeah, they know how to direct his attention to the right thing.
I mean, if you're just gauging it just on, like, your capacity to actually execute shit, he doesn't have that. But I think he does have, like, mostly hate in his heart.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Right, but in a very, like, I hate anything that's not me or my family.
If,
like,
you're not giving me money or a young woman, then
you're useless.
You.
Yeah. But I think he actively hates women. And I think he actively hates people of color.
Oh, but I don't think he has the enough smart. And again, it sounds like I'm calling racist smart. I'm not. He's not. He doesn't have enough. Not just smart.
He couldn't
but
tell
like,
you why.
He can't follow through. He has no work ethic. He wouldn't sit down and be like, let's draft a plan that will disenfranchise people. Like, the people around him can do that. But I think he's just so lizard brain that he's like, everything sucks that's not a pussy or money. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I hate women because they question me. I hate minorities because you know, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I think it's just a reactive, like...
Whereas somebody like a David Duke or something is sitting down going, like, let's make some plans on how to, you know, make sure black people don't vote or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't think Trump's doing that. I think he's just too dumb.
Yeah.
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 I guess, I guess, maybe.
And then if the people around him come to him and they're like, hey, why don't we do a thing that means black people can't vote? Then he's probably going, yeah, sure, do that.
Yeah.
And then walks off and eats a cheeseburger.
I think he does make decisions knowing that people are going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not that every president does it and every president does, obviously, but I think he does it with way less regard for human life.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's definitely true. Yeah. He doesn't care.
No.
It's about money. Everything's about money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about everything about money isn't, and like immediate satisfaction. And anything that doesn't provide him with that, he just doesn't think about it for 5 seconds.
Yeah. It doesn't weigh on him whatsoever, too. Like, it isn't a real thing.
It's like that Michael... Did you guys read that Michael Shannon quote? That was perfect. Like, he was doing an interview and somebody
asked
him, like, would you ever play Donald Trump in a movie or something? And he was like, no. And then they're like, why not? Like, the interviewer was like, wouldn't it be interesting to get his, like, nuances? Or what? And he was like, what nuances?
Right,
like,
no nuance.
Full on was, it's like, this guy's a dipshit. The end. Like, he doesn't have any empathy. There's no nuance. Like, don't give him that credit.
He's the he's the shitty, like, second generation of a wealthy person, trust fund kid that's...
Who never heard no, never had to do any work.
He's a fucking fail son that spent his parents' money his entire life, and he's angry because he knows he can't do anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was the question?
The question was, what are you going to miss most about California?
I'm pretty sure it had nothing to do with Trump, sorry.
Okay, okay. Where is the best place to spend 15 minutes?
Oh my God, right now I'd say taking a nap.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Always.
A quick nap.
Bed nap, couch nap?
Couch nap. Yeah. Bed nap's too dangerous because bed nap, I wake up like 7 hours later.
But is 15 minutes really okay for a nap? That's not a nap.
No, no, I've gotten good 15, 20 minute naps before.
Yeah. I can't like disco naps.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do more of the, I have this meditation app that I really like and you can choose like how long of a time you want to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of doing those in lieu of the 15 minute nap recently because I'm still like closing my eyes and laying down and relaxing.
Right.
But I'm not having to deal with the whole jonesing for more situation.
Yeah. I need at least like 40 minutes or else I'm too groggy.
I think it's more just like turning off outside stimuli more than anything. Like, I'll throw on like a podcast for like 15 minutes that's about some bullshit and just kind of like close my eyes and just be like, I'm not moving until my alarm goes off or something. And that kind of just will like reset me enough to...
Maybe we need to start doing a 15 minute nap podcast for...
There you
ASMR.
Go.
Yes.
Yeah. Make a nap show.
Yeah. You know what I was doing for a while is I would wake up ass early, go to yoga, come back, take a shower, put on like nice smelly lotion, go back to bed for half an hour, and then go to work.
Nice. That's pretty good. That's a good morning.
That's the dream.
Yeah, because I already worked out and I felt like I just woke up.
Yes. Well, we're going to take a 15 minute nap. We will be right back.
Hey, we're back. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with April.
Hi.
We're going to do a lady problem. You want to help us give some advice?
Sure.
Because we're all very wise women.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. If you have one, send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Lady problems.
Thanks for always brightening my day and making me laugh out loud in my office every week. So here's my problem. I started dating a high school friend this past year and things are going really great. Even though we've only been officially together for 5 months, we were friends for 7 years before we started dating. My boyfriend works on a political campaign and will likely be moving to DC in January. We both live with our parents right now in the Philadelphia area. I've accepted that we will be long distance for at least a few months, but since my job ends in May, I am not tied down to living here. I work in nonprofit, so I've been living with my parents to pay off loans and save some money while still getting paid pretty little. I can't get the idea out of my head of moving to DC so I can be closer to him and some other friends, but I know financially it could be hard to pay rent and just the general cost of living responsibly. It also hasn't been that long since we've been dating, and I would never imagine following someone, but I'm outstandingly happy with him, and being in the same city as him would be really comforting as someone trying to navigate my early 20s. Should I take the financial risk and go to DC, or should I try to build myself with financial support and do long distance for the foreseeable? Thanks, ladies. Caitlin from Philadelphia.
Dang. Wait, how far is Philly from DC?
That's like a 2.5 hour train ride. It's
okay,
really
that's
not
doable.
Bad.
Yeah, that's
it's
not
really
bad.
Not bad. Yeah.
And is there a cool city that's like in between?
Yeah, Baltimore is right
there.
Baltimore is really cool.
Yeah, because I would say why am I giving anyone advice? Especially about money and like saving money. I would say if it's only that, you could hang out like every weekend if it's that short of a train ride. Mm-hmm. To me, that's like nothing, like 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. And then also if you meet halfway, I think that's super doable.
Yeah, definitely.
Without having
to move.
Yeah,
if it was like 6 hours, I'd be like,
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's a pretty close distance. Because I'm from I went to college in Philly, and I'm from right outside of DC, basically. And like, I would just drive down to go see my home friends, just to like go to diners and stuff, and drive back up in one night, like all the time. Like, it's not like a huge, it's not a huge gap.
Just to play devil's advocate, though, I mean, yeah, I think she should live with the rentals for at least like a minute.
Yeah.
But nonprofit, DC seems like probably a pretty good place to be getting into nonprofit.
For sure.
Yeah.
But isn't DC super expensive, though?
Well, that's her concern.
It's very pricey. Yeah. And Philly is cheap as fuck to live in right now. Yeah. DC is like on par with LA. It's a really expensive city.
But again, I'm like, if it's the fear that's keeping you there, like, you will make that money. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I mean, you figure it out. So, like, if it's really just that fear of, like, I'm not going to be able to make that money, I'm almost like, make yourself make that money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because DC is a place where I think there will be plenty of career opportunities for you. And if that's truly what's holding you back, go for it.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, it sounds like, I agree, don't obviously move to like follow someone, but he's going to be busy.
That's the thing.
It's going to like, it's going to be hard probably for him to meet in the middle. It's like, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. And you're going to might be there on a weekend and then be like pissed because he's so busy and just like, and obviously if you do stay back, I would say like, hey, like when I come to visit, I hope, like, can you make some time for me so we can, like, make the most of our time together?
Right.
Because I get the feeling he's probably going to be crazy, you know?
I think he probably will be, too. But I also think it might be good to be, like, to schedule those kind of trips versus, like, if you live there, him finding the time more. I could see it also being like stressful for him to be like, okay, my girlfriend also lives here, but I have to prove myself in this new job that I moved to DC for, because that's like cutthroat.
Yeah, but like
I think scheduling a trip's harder though, because he's not gonna know when shit's gonna pop up.
Because when you're in the same city, you can do like an 11 p.m. meetup, like make a late dinner, have sex, go to bed. You know, it doesn't.
True.
I mean, but yeah, I think that like it sounds like she's going to be living with the parents for at least like a minute longer. So I think, what sucks is that she's not really like able to save money right now because this current job doesn't pay well.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you're going to be able to like see how it goes because he's moving in January. You're there till at least May.
Yeah.
So obviously, you're going to get a taste of what it's like to do the.
Yeah, that's true.
Thing.
And then if for those 5 months it sucks. Yeah. Then you can be like, what if I move here?
Yeah. I recommend evaluate in March because that's like your halfway point and you can see like, how are these 3 months going? And then if you want to go for it, that gives you the 2 months to gear up for the move and get ready to roll. But as far as like, if everything's still going well with him and with everything, I think you should go for it. You're young. Yeah. You're like starting out.
DC's
just,
fun.
Just do
you
it.
You can always come back.
Yeah, exactly. You can always right go there. Back to your parents' house.
Yeah. It's 2.5 hours away.
Yeah.
Yeah,
is she saying they would live together? It doesn't sound like
no.
That.
No, I think don't move in with him.
No.
Yeah. Get your own apartment.
No, I think she wanted to get her own place down there. I think that's a good
idea. And maybe like since she is getting her own place, I don't know if you are a live by yourself person or a roommate person, but that might be another way to like have a life in DC that isn't all about him. Like find a cool friend to move in with.
Yeah. I would definitely do that because you're just gonna cut costs and
You're
not
for
gonna
sure.
be you're gonna have more social life than. Him, which is good.
I'd also say, like, for the beginning of his job, like, try to make sure you're giving him a lot of patience to get settled in and figure out what the fuck that job is in DC.
Right.
Because it's going to be a learning curve for figuring out how to do that, you know? Because if he's, like, worked on local stuff, but then he's moving to DC, like, that's...
Yeah, that's
awesome.
A lot.
But that's, like, your shit is going to level up pretty hard. And that is, like, I'm assuming this sounds like he probably works for a congressman or something. Yeah, that's like a whole different separate fucking world.
Dang.
Yeah. I'm guessing. If it's like he worked on a political campaign and is moving to DC, he's probably moving with...
What if I was like, you guys should just break up and never talk again?
Dump him.
Everyone else is giving like thoughtful advice. I'm like, yeah, don't fucking do it.
Yeah. Fuck that. Go date Gritty.
He sounds like he sucks. Just like walk away.
Trust me, many of these we should say.
Yeah,
that.
We do.
Oh, yeah, that's like our most common piece of advice.
yeah. We say dump him most of the time.
So, I mean, I feel like the fact that we're not telling Caitlin to dump him.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm totally, Caitlin, I'm kidding.
It bodes well.
Sounds
totally,
great.
Totally.
But I mean, also, the thing about him hustling, too, is I think, like, let that fuel your own hustle. I mean, it sounds like you're getting into this really rad field and you're just out of college and, like, hopefully being with this other super motivated person, of course, it's going to have its time challenges, but, like, let that be, like, the impetus to have you really, like, start this awesome career in DC, too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Fuck yeah, girl.
Yeah.
Get it. It's exciting.
Good luck.
Officially, #get it.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and you're super close. I mean, Philly fucking rules, too. I love that city. I was just watching. There was, like, there was a protest, a bunch of Proud Boy idiots were like in front of Philly today, and there was like 12 of them, and then like 300 people showed up to counter protest, and like it. Gritty is the Philadelphia Flyers NHL mascot, and like Antifa has like claimed him as one of their mascots, and there were like all these Gritty Antifa signs, and it was making me laugh so fucking hard. There's people are dressed up as Gritty, just like yelling at Proud Boys.
Nice.
I was like,
that's
I love my city.
Sean's favorite
so
thing
proud
to
of
do
it.
Is airdrop me pictures of Gritty randomly throughout the day. Like,
that's hilarious.
He's the best. He's
also,
so funny.
Also, Gritty, I think, is the answer to the fucking AMPM too.
Yes,
definitely.
For sure.
Like, yes.
Gritty's in town. Get Tumgus out of here.
April, do you know what Tumgus is?
I do not.
Oh, boy.
Tumgus is the mascot for AMPM.
The gas station?
Yes. Yeah. And it's made out of food, and he's terrifying.
He's
why does it...
His
why?
Hot dogs are made... His fingers are made of hot dogs. His kneecaps are made of hamburgers.
No!
It's really unappetizing.
This is worse than you can
and
even picture.
And I love
picture.
Snacks.
No,
he's bad. It's also Tumgus. Is that like an?
It's so it means so their thing is too much good stuff. So they just were
Tumgus.
Oh.
It's really bad.
So he's got licorice for hair.
Yeah,
I think this is sausages for eyebrows. What is that? What's his eyebrows?
What is his beard?
Is it Cheetos croissant or something?
Like, yeah,
Cheeto
yeah.
beard, croissant,
Cheeto beard,
like,
croissant eyebrows. Yeah, he's got cookie
eyebrows.
Cookie cheeks. I mean, all of it's disgusting.
No.
He's the worst.
Why does he exist? Why does a gas station need like a mascot? Like,
it
I don't
sells
understand.
Itself.
Because they like, it's when they go too.
You look at it and you're hungry for all of those things. Yes.
When these marketing people go too far into like trying to appeal to stoners, this
yes.
is what happens.
Yeah,
yeah
that's right.
Yeah, totally.
They're like, okay, what would like a 20-year-old guy
does he have a Twitter
really want?
That he like tweets?
Oh,
and he's an at Tumgus.
Yeah. Tumgus Twitter.
Yeah,
probably.
So it's like,
it's
and then
awful.
They're like, yeah, they would just like want a guy made of snacks, like a bro made of snacks. You're like, no.
A bro made of snacks.
Nobody wants this.
Stop.
A bro made of snacks.
His tweets are protected.
Shut the fuck up. Private,
private Twitter.
Somebody like made it, took it the name and then just made it private.
That's so fucking
oh
funny.
Oh my God.
It's probably some stoner trying to like.
Tumgus is tweeting all of his dick pics.
He's you gotta
what's
he's gotta trust you to let you
his
see.
His dick has to be a corn dog, I guess.
Yeah. It's a fucking
a corn dog with a perfect thing of like mustard on it or whatever, or mayo.
Oh, he's the worst. Fuck Tumgus forever.
Tumgus.
Yeah.
Here's okay,
this one's
shitty.
a little bit intense, but I kinda wanted to
dump him.
It's about yes. it's about the EU. I wanted to, you know.
Oh
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Hi, ladies. Here's a lady problem that's really a request. I just started a new job overseas. After trying to connect with the only other Anglophone in the village, also my coworker, I have found him to be leaning towards MRA ideology.
Oof.
Living and work men's rights advocate?
Activist.
I was like, wait a minute. Advocate?
They don't know the word advocate.
Basement losers.
Yeah.
Living and working is going to be a lot of emotional labor in addition to what the job already requires. I also don't have family support or full-time friends. I have mostly online acquaintances. I could use some encouragement from cool people who don't think it's crazy to believe survivors of assault. Eek. Anyway, anything nice that anyone has to say would help. Also, shout out to the people living and working overseas. I already voted absentee. Keep up the good, funny work. It helps me feel better all the time. Sincerely.
Hey, where are you? I'm about to live in Brighton, so if you're close to Brighton, I'll hang out with you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Where, define overseas. Does it say? It just
it
says overseas.
Yeah,
actually,
says
she doesn't
overseas.
Say, but then she's... It's weird because she says...
Oh, the only other
trying to connect
person
with the only
English.
Other...
Anglophile means speak English, right?
Anglophile just...
Anglophone means speak English.
Oh, okay. I thought... Because I know Anglophile just means like a fan of
British stuff. I think that means the only other person who speaks English.
Yeah, she says overseas in the village, so it must be, I'm not sure where she's living, but somewhere that's not English speaking. Which, of course, is like, it makes sense that a guy who's isolated like this would be leaning towards all this
shit.
Of course.
Yeah. Like, no one around, so he's just like going down
that
the red
sucks.
Pill fucking hole on Reddit or whatever.
Well, I mean, you got to check him off your list, obviously. So.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Get on that Duolingo tip as quick as possible.
I think it's just like, I don't know if she already speaks the language wherever she is, but you better learn.
Yeah. That fucking sucks. I'm sorry.
I mean, also definitely like when I was in Paris, I looked up like a group of people that was like English speakers who live in Paris.
Oh,
yes. Facebook group.
Yes, dude. Actually, yes. I had to do. I've done that for getting a visa. Like, I found a Facebook group that's like U.S. people trying to get U.K. visas, and it has helped immensely. Like, there's definitely, and within that group, there's like you know, it gets down to the specific of like people from Texas who moved to England, people from wherever who moved to England. Like, definitely look in a Facebook group Americans who moved to wherever you are.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
That probably exists. A Reddit probably has something like that too. I would go to the location where you live and go to Reddit and just make a post that says like English speaker here, whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Like, but
Village makes me feel like she's somewhere remote. Something
well, that smaller. Also might be a Little Britain joke. Did you guys watch the show Little Britain, the only gay in the village?
Oh, yeah.
I thought maybe that was a Little Britain reference. I could be nerding out too hard and it could be literal.
Yeah. It's hard to say because she's not super specific about what.
I would definitely do the Facebook group thing because that can help.
That sounds like a really good idea.
I mean, so if this was me, I would probably, and I'm not telling you to do this, I'm just saying what I would do. I would probably be like weirdly trying to convince this guy out of his ideals. If she says leaning towards it, maybe he's not fully converted.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone, I wouldn't obviously want to trust someone who is believing that at all, but I do know how good the internet is at fucking convincing these guys.
It's culty.
And
when
they're spoken to like a human, you know, sometimes it helps.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like I said, that's what I would probably be doing if you have any interest in that. I don't know.
But it seems there's like maybe that idea sort of exhausts her because she says living and working is going to be a lot of emotional labor.
Yeah.
So it kind of sounds like she's already thought about the fact that she's going to have to be schooling this
guy. Well, yeah, and you shouldn't have to be fucking doing that.
Ridiculous. Yeah. I think it's also, just that is separate from like that. That's not like a friend source. That's like a shitty little project that you, you know.
But yeah, if you are able, again, I don't know exactly what the language situation is, but if you can like fine tune the language skills of wherever you are right now.
Yeah, Rosetta Stone that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know you probably miss like speaking English to people, but I think that's where your like online friends can come into play and you can FaceTime your friends from home and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Duolingo is really great. I started using it like right before I went over there and I really learned a lot like quickly. And I wasn't, you know, fluent or anything, but I also it was easy and like fun to use. So
And if you have an Audible subscription, I get the Pemsler lessons on there. You can get those with your Audible credits.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And they're great.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously we all believe survivors of assault.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I know. I just wanted to say it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Obviously. I don't know. Yeah. I'm sorry. I think it's cool that you are doing this because it's like a cool adventure that you've chosen. I think sometimes when you like make a massive leap, sometimes it's like the energy that it takes to like have done that can like the fallout from it can also be a little fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's kind of like where you probably are a little bit also right now of you know,
she hasn't like built her roots yet. She's just like this tumbleweed that just landed in this like weird place.
Yeah.
It feels like this is the only other Anglophone she's going to find because it was like the only one she's found yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm picturing her as like a Doctor Without Borders in Ghana or something.
Oh, right. Okay. Mm. So it really is a remote village thing.
That's very possible. Yeah.
But I don't know if I completely extrapolated that from that.
Yeah, we're kind of just
not entirely sure where we are.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it's cool you did that. And I think it's fucking awesome. It's going to be hard to figure out what the new normal is over there. But, you know,
keep
us updated.
There's no details because she's like a hitman.
Oh.
We're like, you're doing great shit. And she's like a professional murderer.
She's like, she's listening to this like MRA motherfucker. Yeah. Next.
Yeah. That's a good movie idea. Hit Woman Who's a Feminist.
Yes.
Again, I'm totally bullshitting. I'm sure you're lovely. I'm sure you're like
that
a
doesn't
nurse
mean she's not lovely. Maybe she's killing bad people.
Oh, yeah. You're killing bad people? I'm fine with that.
But good luck. Keep it up. And just don't lose hope. You'll find your people there, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And thanks for listening to us in the meantime.
Yeah.
I hope we're helping you out a little bit.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Love y'all.
And go hang out with April if you happen to
April,
be around.
Yeah, if you're in England, I'll hang out with you for sure.
Yeah.
Where can people find you on the internet, April?
Mainly Instagram at April Rich. I don't get on Twitter anymore.
Yeah,
good for you.
It's a fucking trash fire.
Yeah, I've kind of like ducked off the internet a bit lately just because it was just constantly bumming me out. Mm-hmm. But I cruise Instagram. I like looking at people's fun pictures.
Yeah.
So that's probably the best place.
Yeah, that's the fun one.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. And
of course.
Good luck on your journey.
Yes. Sorry, I'm so tired. I just spend all day, every day packing.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. We're all exhausted.
Yeah.
Life is just tiring. I have a weird crick in my neck. We're just falling apart.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, we'll talk to you next week.
Ciao.
Bye. Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.